1-855-450-3733. This is a very special live Sunday edition.
Very special. Ooh.
And it's Mark with you.
And Stephanie. You hear that roaring crowd.
There are plenty of people here, you know, checking out the this is the pre-Pork Fest.
Pork Fest Day Zero. Yeah. Pork Fest officially starts tomorrow. And Pork Fest, of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, right, put on by the Free State Project. But, yeah, it's starting tomorrow. I think registration opens at 3 p.m., but we better ask our guest about that. He probably knows more about it than us.
Jason Osborne, one of the principals of SACL CAI and the guy who set up Pork Fest this year.
Oh, excuse me, Osborne. I'm so sorry. I didn't have your mic turned on. Start over.
Here we go. So here I am. Yes, one of the principals of SACL CAI. The other principal of SACL CAI, my dad, Michael Osborne. He is also here on premises for all week.
Saw him running around.
Great time.
So what's it been like? To have an event like this come off without any hitches has got to be months and months of work.
Maybe. Well, we won't know if there are any hitches or not until after the week. So maybe we'll talk again next Sunday.
Here's a little surprise. There will be hitches.
Oh, of course.
But, you know, I've been to several pork fests. I hear there have been hitches in the past, and none of them have really translated to the ground.
Ground
fun for pork fests.
Yeah, so here's what I have going for me, is that no matter how badly you screw it up, Pork Fest is still awesome. It's the most awesome week of the year.
Right.
And everyone has an excellent time, no matter how badly it is organized.
What are you looking forward to?
Oh,
besides drinking.
Jeez. You know what? I was just talking to some people the other night. I finally got excited about Pork Fest about 3 nights ago. And the reason why...
you've been doing all the work.
Right. Another way to put it is my wife has been doing all the work.
Right.
I got this new blender for the VIP tent, and I started imagining standing there making margaritas and daiquiris in the VIP tent, and it all started coming back to me about what Pork Fest is all about. And
which is alcohol?
Apparently alcohol.
It's about keeping it real with your buds.
I saw your children, Eowyn and Lysander, out at by the pool having a really wonderful time. And I don't think for them it's about the same thing. Pork Fest is kind of about fun for whatever age.
Yeah, for the little kids, Pork Fest is about the pool, almost exclusively.
There's a water park, too.
Has it ever been open during Pork Fest?
Yes, I know that much. I don't know anything else.
I want to go in the water park.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Is there an age limit?
I don't think there is.
Almost 30.
But, you know, I mean, there's certainly going to be adult parties going on. But there's going to be some music.
Yeah, there'll be bands on Thursday night. Rebel Inc. is coming back and a number of other bands. Tuesday night we have a really special musical guest called Mr. Hunter. That he has an unreleased album, and he's going to be here performing it live for the first time, and will be releasing his album for sale.
Wow.
And so it's going to be really, really cool, I feel.
Mm. And there's supposed to be some comedians.
I don't know that there is, but there will be a special thing that I don't even know if I can talk about yet.
Oh, really?
But it was supposed to have been a Wheels Off Liberty live performance. Wheels Off Liberty shut down, canceled itself. So now there's something in its place, and it's going to be a surprise, and I can't even really tell you about it.
I see. Well,
maybe it'll still be Wheels Off something.
It'll be something.
So wow, there you have it.
Are there going to be shooting? Is there shooting instruction this year?
Yes. I have nothing to do with that, so I don't know, but I know Mr. Boston Tea Party is going to be here doing some shooting consultation. The Appleseed Project is around.
Yep, so, Appleseed was here last year doing the same stuff.
Yep, I haven't been a big gun guy for many years, but there are plenty of guns at Pork Fest.
Yeah,
I tell you that.
It's the safest place in America. So when, you know, you've got family fun, you've got adult fun, some of the parties last well into the evening, there's always the bonfire to hang out at, there's going to be music, and I hear there's going to be some gambling going on, perhaps?
I wouldn't know anything about that,
Nothing
Mark.
About that, but there's a tent where people are going to play cards.
I've certainly had people ask me about it, and I've instructed them not to tell me about it, so I don't know.
Yep, that makes sense.
So this year I hear there aren't going to be any alcohol sales, but are people bringing their alcohol with them? I
mean, here's what we're doing. If you remember from Pork Fest of old,
yes,
the alcohol is typically brought by Osborne,
right? It happens, yeah.
So up until last year, alcohol sales have not been an issue.
It's true.
Right? People just do what they want to do, and no one says anything about it. Last year, it got out of hand. And so we had to, you know,
rein it in a little.
Have a lot of, you know, clamping down and a lot of CYA going on.
I got you.
If you know what I mean.
So you can't, I mean, you're not responsible for what everybody does at Porkfest. Like, I get it that you're the organizer, though, but it must be hard to, you know, try to control more than 1,000 people.
No, all you do is set the tone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's all
hey,
you can
guys,
do.
Hey, guys, be nice.
We said how many, she said 1,000 people. Is that what you're expecting? You've had hit ticket sales up to this point, but most people just show up.
I'm banking on 1,000, as long as we get it. I don't know how to put this quite right. I'm counting on it being a little smaller than last year, just because of the way we've organized it, try to tame it down a little bit, draw in a more family-friendly element.
Family-friendly element doesn't change anything, though. I mean, you know, the kids, my kid had a wonderful time, ran around, did his thing, and they exist in an entirely different world than sort of the Porkfest at large.
Yeah, a little secret, Mark. It's not the kids that have the problem. It's the parents. Right? Kids will hang out with anybody.
It's true. It's true. So, we're expecting 1,200 people to show up. Have they sold out here as far as kids? Campsites, I've heard that they were really close.
I've heard that. I think there may be still some RV sites available. So if you want to come up, please do, and I bet they'll find a spot for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a great week. We're going to run our show generally as usual here this evening, but as Porkfest ramps up, we'll be doing a lot more interviews of all the interesting people around. Right now, this is day zero, so there's really only just a few people here.
It's a more intimate Porkfest setting, I would say.
That's right.
It's a cozier version. And I have to say, if you're just hearing about this for the first time, you don't have to be here today to enjoy the whole Porkfest experience. You can just come for a few days or the weekend or whatever you want, and I think it's definitely still worth being here for as long as you can.
Just for Friday and Saturday is awesome.
Yep, exactly.
So what are you, as far as the setup goes, you've got the family stuff going on. I mean, last year you had a dunk tank and a bounce house and stuff like that. Are you expecting that this year?
Probably not a dunk tank. You'll probably see a bounce house around here somewhere. Every day, all day long, there's a kid area over in one of the halls where kids will have the crafts to do, different crafts every day, and all kinds of cool stuff. We'll have a kid's movie in the theater in the evening, and then less kid movies in the later evening. And, you know, if the weather gets bad or people just want to mellow out. And Thursday night, Silver Circle will be having a pre-release screening of their film. Friday night at midnight is the first screening ever of Chartarum, which maybe some
full
of
film?
Our... Yeah, full film. Fine. Yeah, it's ready
you,
to go.
You actually were behind
we're
that,
involved
too.
In that, yeah.
Yes, I was producer. Mr. John Shaw is the director. He's here as well.
John Shaw is here now?
Yep, absolutely. Awesome. In fact, we're having a pre-screening for people who are in the movie later tonight.
If you see him, send him over. Oh. I'd like to talk to him about Chartarum.
Okay.
The premiere screening thereof. Rogers Campground here in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Is this their favorite week of the year?
I gotta believe it is. I'm sure it's their absolute biggest week. I don't. They seem very friendly toward us.
Yes,
so
they do.
I can imagine a lot of different campgrounds. This might be like their most dreaded week of the year. Mr. Crosby, who owns this place, and the manager Samantha have been very cool all year long to deal with.
They actually helped us set up this show today,
right.
Which is really nice.
If you can imagine what it's like for your sort of sleepy campground, you know, I arrived here, and you know, there's a few people moseying about, but it's going to be turned into just. I mean, organized chaos for a week. There are going to be 1,000, 1,200. I'm guessing 1,200. That's my guess for this.
Okay. I'm guessing 1,000. We'll see who's right.
All right.
All right. It's Free Talk Live. We'll be back with more.
Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. But we are here at a very special live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, at the start thereof. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And you might be able to tell a little difference in the audio quality. We are on what they call a hotline, which, you know, it's
a fancy way to say a dial-up phone connection.
It's certainly better than somebody talking on a telephone, but, you know, not quite as good as the ISDN on the studio.
Yeah, so you may hear a little clipping sometimes and maybe a little less audio quality, but but that's the price we pay for being at Porkfest, and I'm certainly glad to be here because, you know, we can do things from here that we wouldn't be able to do anywhere else, like interview all kinds of guests.
There are going to be lots of people worth interviewing throughout the week.
And we can have lots of fun, too, in the meantime.
Indeed. Real quickly, you can join more than 1 million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business or create a will or a living trust or even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com. Coupon code FTL. So, like I said, we're still taking telephone calls here at 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live. So let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Stephanie and Mark. I was thinking about reading my poem that I wrote about a year ago regarding, you know, the destabilization of regimes in the Middle East, and, you know, the close proximity.
How long is the poem, Frank?
It's very.
How long is your poem?
It's only a page.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay.
Only a page.
It's Enough is Enough by Frank. American, British, and Israeli neoconservative hate and rage, rebellious and outrageous, in the clash of civilizations that came to pass for a new international standard of mendacious conduct among the nations, embracing a level of opulent extravagance and evil not seen since the last days of the Roman Empire. It suggests a cruelty within a global system of socioeconomic hegemony and cultural disenfranchisement that operates beyond an inclusive monolithic commonality of a trenchant and furious postmodern control apparatus, displacement as oppressive guilt, reflecting the pragmatic reality of so many broken promises. Regime change, enforced democracy, individual sovereignty not, and the ever-escalating societal costs from deindustrialization, job outsourcing, excessive fiat money creation, and an aggrandizing program of urban gentrification predicated upon fraudulent collateralized debt obligations, fostering an ideological conflict among the haves and have-nots. Post-9/11 traumatic stress disorders on a grand scale, such as the torture and murder of innocent Afghan, Iraqi, Libyan, Pakistani, and Palestinian civilians and prisoners. When is enough enough? And that's really what I think about the current morass before the United States commits troops to Syria. And, you know, from what I've been reading in the foreign press yesterday and today, especially the British press and the German press, it looks as if the balloon is ready to go up. And what makes it all the more interesting from a geopolitical perspective is that China and Russia have stated that if the U.S., NATO, or Israel attacks Syria, it will be World War III.
This could be World War III. It really could. Yeah, we're absolutely on the parapet of Frank. Thank you for the call. The parapet of World War III when it comes to Syria, the Russians support Assad there, and China seems to also. And you're talking about the two former communist powers there that would, you know, at the very least, it looks like Putin would like to have some level of control. Unlike, you know, like they Russia had, you know, 2 decades ago.
That's what states do. They make war, you know. Yeah. War is the health of the state, to use a cliche phrase from Randolph Bourne. Right?
And I can't say I'm very upset with what's going on with the civilians on the ground in Syria, but it's turned into a full-scale civil war. If those people had to be martyred for some kind of civil war there, then I suppose that's what, you know, people will call it. I don't know. All I know is that when the United States gets involved in these foreign situations, then
it turns out worse.
Yeah, it turns out worse. More people die.
Help, yeah.
A lot more people died because of the invasion of Iraq than ever died under Saddam Hussein. It's more than 100,000, according to the State Department's WikiLeaks documents.
It is so tempting. It's like if you could just do something to intervene, like, and help other people's lives become better, like, that would be so nice, but they can't. I mean, you can't do that by force, right? You can't use force to bring peace. It just doesn't make sense.
But it certainly doesn't seem to work.
No.
So, and I'm very upset with, very upset with the idea of what might go on as far as the United States getting into Syria. It really could be World War III. But
yeah, scary thought, and that was a depressing poetry hour. So now that we've done that, should we talk about some news?
Let's take Mike in Iowa.
Okay.
I'm actually calling him. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Steph. I agree with what that last person was talking about in Syria. There's something funny going on with these so-called rebels. I mean, who are these rebels in Syria? I mean, that's just a side issue, but I think there's stuff going on there that we don't even know about, you know, that there's some secret funny games being played over there. But anyway,
well, I don't know how secret they are, but I can tell you that there's no way for the average American to have, you know, some kind of concept of what's going on in some foreign country. You can't get it in a 2-minute news bite. There's no way to know it.
Yeah, I mean, these so-called rebels are working for somebody. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't know.
Who's giving them weapons and telling them to do what they're doing? I mean,
A lot of them took their weapons when they left the Syrian army, and you know, in those Middle East countries, having an AK-47 is just as normal as walking the dog.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, and I hope I'm not being repetitive with this next thing, but just the two things I want to talk about is real quick was that the Sweet Treats lady that got busted in Texas.
Stateless Sweets.
Jillian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jillian Batty and Stateless Sweets.
I think that she can motion to dismiss that because the dog being used to find drugs at a checkpoint is illegal. I mean, that's only the Supreme Court has said that that's only to determine one's citizenship, and that as long as that's the only thing, the checkpoint is legal. So, I mean, anybody that gets busted for drugs at a checkpoint, a border checkpoint, an immigration checkpoint, I don't think that that can stand in a court of law.
It might cost. I know she's having trouble with her legal fees and stuff as it is. I wonder how much it costs to bring a suit or challenge that in some way.
Couldn't say.
That shouldn't be how it is. That the people who can't afford it are the ones who get screwed by these. Like if it's illegal or whatever.
If you want to send some case law to me at mark@freetalklive.com, I will make sure that Jillian gets it. How's that?
All right, I'll look it up and I'll print it off. I checked out your guys' website last night for the first time. That's pretty neat.
It's a pretty good website.
Paid
plenty for it.
Well, are you talking about which features did you like? Was it that you can control the content of the site by putting up news stories there and people vote them up and down based on how much they like them?
That's the thing I liked the most. I read all the news stories, and then I also tried to watch on the cam because I want to see what you guys look like.
But you can usually see us when we're in the studio.
It's stiff competition between who's more beautiful, Stephanie and me. Mike, will you hold the line? We have something else to talk about. It's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition with Stephanie and Mark.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify
purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, Berkey, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. The special Porkfest Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We'll be taking interviews here from interesting folks that are wandering around Porkfest, but you know, tonight's going to be mostly your calls. And we are live here at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster.
It is beautiful. It's this view that we have doing the show.
It's like the
rolling mountains and stuff.
The foothills of the Himalayas here. It's amazing to look at the sun shining on the green mountains.
They have Yetis. I don't know what we have, but something good.
These mountains that are green are called the White Mountains. Does that make much sense?
Well, they're white in the winter, right?
Indeed, they are.
I guess.
But, of course, the Green Mountains that are in Vermont are white during the winter, too. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they're trying to get across.
It doesn't make sense.
Anyway, 855-450-3733. Let's get back to Mike in Iowa. Mike, you wanted to talk about cage-free chickens. Is that right?
That's right. I drive a 6,500-gallon tanker all across the United States, and it's a food-grade tanker, so I pick up at dairies. And
so it's milk?
Farm. Not very much milk, mostly cream and egg products, whether they be whole eggs or egg whites.
Okay, got it.
But I pick up mostly...
Before you go on, Mike, I got some questions on these transports. Now, we talk to a lot of truckers here on Free Talk Live, but we don't find too many of them that drive these the dairy trucks. Now, is it true that those are basically one big tank and that when you apply the brakes, basically the milk washes forward and shoves you, like, propels you forward? Is that right?
It's absolutely true. I mean, it's called a smooth bore tanker. They can't have baffles or bulkheads in these tankers because they would be too hard to clean and sanitize.
Right.
By the way, our audience cannot hear the audio of the caller, so they're probably like, what is this person talking about?
We have a large audience here, but the audience on the radio can hear just fine.
Yes, exactly. That's
so
right.
These tankers, they don't have sections in them. If they had sections in them like they do with gasoline tankers, you know, those are much safer to drive for the trucker. But wait, if
there's still... Okay, so the fluid is moving at the same speed of the truck, right? And
That's right.
The truck stops, the fluid keeps moving. So why would it matter if it had segments? Because all that force of the liquid that has forward momentum would keep going, right?
I'm going to let Mike answer that.
Yeah, that's right. That's called the slosh. And what you want to do when you get loaded, they always ask how much weight you want. I tell them to dome it out or to put 50,000 pounds in. The more liquid that's in the tank, the better you are, because there's less slosh. And the slosh, especially going downhill, it's just you have to drive it a whole different way, and you got to be really careful around your turns and stuff. I swear, I probably had the trailer tires off the ground about 3 feet on a couple different occasions going around curves and whatnot, but it's dangerous.
I don't think
I
don't think the average mom in a Subaru really knows what it's like when they're, you know, because they just think of truck drivers as truck drivers, and how they drive is how they drive, and, you know, you zip in and zip out around them and that kind of thing. But these milk transports are an entirely different beast, and you cannot play around with them. They will run you slap over because they can't stop.
No, they will push you forward. When you apply the brakes, it'll come forward, and it sounds like somebody takes a massive sledgehammer and slams the inside of that tank, and it will move you forward.
Absolutely.
It's going over rough road. I mean, it's something that you got to get used to. I like it now. I wouldn't go back to driving the dry vans anymore. This is too good. You don't have to unload anything. You don't have to wait. Yeah.
Well, it takes a specialized skill to drive one of these
trucks. Skill.
It's like a giant bowling ball on wheels, just keeps rolling forward.
You wanted to talk about cage-free chickens, and I asked you about milk trucks, so go ahead.
Yeah, I guess what I wanted to say is I recently discovered, within the last couple months, a store that's in my hometown of Phoenix, Arizona, and it's a health food store that sells produce and meat and eggs and dairy and stuff that is certified organic and cage-free. And I see enough at these chicken farms that these animals, and some people say, oh, they're just chickens, but if anybody were to see how these chickens were treated, and how these inside of these huge commercial chicken farms were, and the smell that comes out of them. I mean, you can't even go in there without an oxygen pack because
of the ammonia. Oh, yeah. Sometimes they can't even walk around without stepping on the other chickens. They don't see sunlight too often. I mean, there are lots of people who have changed their buying habits because they want to get happy animals. Not only do they lay more nutritious eggs and taste better, but they're... It may be more ethical, you know.
What are the scariest things you've seen in these commercialized chicken production operations, Mike?
I think that one of the things I saw that affected me the most, and I don't like hunting. I killed a bird once with a BB gun when I was a kid, and I never killed anything since then. I still am sad about that to this day. But I've seen chickens being unloaded off of a chicken hauler truck, and when a chicken will get out of the cage, it just sits there on the ground because it doesn't know how to walk or fly or move.
Yeah.
No.
And by the time they're dead, their claws have grown around the mesh, the cage, and they have to be literally yanked out. And once they're not productive to produce eggs anymore, they're off to slaughter. But they've lived their whole life in this environment where they're breathing in all this ammonia and whatnot. Now, the thing that I've noticed, when I purchased the chicken that is certified organic and cage-free, the eggs are different, the shell cracks different, the yolk looks different,
yeah, definitely.
They taste different. And I can tell you one thing right now. The chicken itself, it's a different color when it's cooking. I mean, when it's cooked, you cut into it, and it's pure white. It's different. And the cost is negligible. I've bought produce and milk and eggs in this certified organic store that didn't cost any more than if I shopped at Walmart or Fry's or one of the other grocery stores.
The milk that we get, the raw milk that we get at my house, is exactly the same as what they pay at the store. Now, we're going directly to the farmer. I mean, literally, before we came here, we went there because my son had to have enough milk for the week. And, you know, we pay the $4 a gallon. That's what pretty much what everybody else pays. But, you know, there's nobody touching it in between. So the farmer's getting that. I can't imagine what a farmer gets per gallon of milk, but I imagine it's probably a buck. And, you know, he's getting the full four when we buy it. Now, I'll grant you, we only, you know, maybe 3 gallons. gallons a week or something, but you get enough families, and that's a it's a nice little bit of bonus for the farmer, you know, to be even if it's a farmer that sells to some major milk producer, then they can also get this little augment, and it's nice to support the local farmers.
Yeah, and I implore anybody listening, I mean, if you have the opportunity to shop at a different store other than one of these big commercial stores and get that kind of food, just do it. It's so worth it. And, I mean, they are just dumb chickens, but I'm telling you, they deserve a little bit of dignity, I guess is the word. I don't know what other word I could use for that, you know?
Yeah, I think if a lot of people knew... Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Mike. I think if a lot of people knew what was going on behind the scenes with the chickens or the eggs that they eat, they would maybe reconsider.
Oh, this is true for all the animals.
All meat, yeah.
They eat. And I think that people, you know, they people just think that milk comes in styrofoam packaging with the saran wrap around it. And
no, it comes in a truck that could slosh forward and kill you.
I meant meat. Yeah. Milk doesn't come that way. It's a really poor way to package milk. the idea that, you know, these animals, they haven't been able to get out and move around and things like that, because people imagine chicken and they imagine, you know, animals out scratching the dirt and stuff like that, and yeah. most of their chickens aren't doing that.
No, actually, did you know that chickens eat bugs naturally?
Yes.
Well, you probably did because you have chickens, but they actually eat bugs. They don't eat, like, corn. That's what they're fed in the farms, usually.
You know, I think that there's no problem with chickens getting a certain amount of grains. They're going to scratch around for all kinds of things. But, yeah, I mean, bugs make for tastier eggs. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
The chickens, when they do their, the processing of these chickens, many of these chickens are bred so that they're so large in the breast they can't even move around. And
yeah, top heavy.
They really are.
That's sad.
They're heavy-breasted chickens. And they're young. They haven't had any life. They've just lived in a cage the whole time. And he was talking about, the ones that are making the eggs. Those you generally don't get as, those aren't coming to you whole in a store. Those are going to be processed into, animal food and like chicken noodle soup and things like that, because they're going to be much tougher. It's an older animal.
Right. It ain't no spring chicken, right?
But there's a lot of government subsidies go into these. So when you're talking about 99 cents a pound chicken,
well,
it's not 99 cents a pound chicken.
Yeah.
You're talking about, I mean, there's all kinds of government subsidies that go into it. So
and all the feed is subsidized too. The corn.
Absolutely.
The chickens themselves,
the price
everything.
Is completely immoral. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live. You can give us a call and talk about, organic food if you want.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh. He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
We were talking about the sort of the moral price of foods you get in the store. And I certainly want to go on with that. But I want to tell you about a device that I have in my vehicle. So it's called the Freedom Cam. It's called the GPS Black Box Dash Cam, but you can get it at freedomcam.net. It is a device that that videotapes both the inside of the vehicle and through the back window and the front of the vehicle. So it has 2 cameras coming on both sides, and it has a microphone and a GPS device, and it will tell the speed at which you're traveling and the direction and all those things. And if you're in an incident, whether you're, maybe you're dealing with a police officer and his account of the story contradicts with what you remember.
That never happens.
Well, sometimes it does.
Actually, it happens all the time.
You'll have the video to prove or disprove your side of the story.
Sure.
Because, people misremember things. There's no doubt about it. And it's really...
Video doesn't lie, really.
It certainly gives a much clearer picture than memory does, either yours or the law enforcement officers. And when it comes to accidents, the other party, their story, they may have been stumbling around drunk at the scene, but then, their story changes completely when they're sitting there in a suit in the courtroom.
Right.
It's nice to have these things, and it's cheap insurance. You pull it out, put it in the next vehicle, you spend, I think it's $250 or something on it one time, and you've got it. It's a great device, and you can go to freedomcam.net. I'm really pleased to have it. It's freedomcam.net. So, Stephanie, we were talking about, we were talking about free-range chickens, cage-free chickens.
Yeah, that was an interesting call, by the way. And interesting things to say.
This is something that people don't really know, is that their meat doesn't get to act like a cow or a chicken and that kind of thing before it, meets the butcher's knife.
From what I understand, the grass-fed beef and pastured poultry are better. Because they're allowed to...
That's what everybody says.
Right. And, it's hard. You have to apply a lot of scrutiny or you have to have a lot of trust, I guess, in the farmers who say, oh, yeah, our animals are grass-fed and free-range and stuff like that. But I think like after a while you can kind of taste the difference. I mean, actually, I switch to exclusively grass-fed meat. I buy it online, so I order it frozen. I switched to that about a year ago, and I can definitely tell the difference in taste because when cows are on these factory farms and they're fed a lot of corn and stuff, it causes a number of problems with them. But one of them is that, you know, the fat kind of accumulates in the muscles and it's less flavorful because they don't have the nutrients that come in the grass. And so you can kind of tell after a while, but it's difficult to know exactly how happy that animal was, you know, during its life. And I don't know if I guess everybody has to decide if that justifies the increased price.
Yeah, I like the idea that animals get to act like animals before their life has ended in order to feed meat.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, some people would say that it doesn't matter. You shouldn't have them killed at all. But as long as I'm going to eat meat, I'm going to eat meat.
Oh, I think it's imperative for human health. I don't think there's any. There's a lot of evidence for that.
And you are a medical doctor of some sort, is that right?
Not yet. I'm in school, but I mean, I've done a lot of research on this subject personally, and you know, I think it's. It's very important to eat meat.
And
personally, I'm not giving medical advice. Just wanted to explain that. But
a lot of people don't like the subsidies that go into foods. And I can tell you, when it comes to grains and meats, these are the most subsidized foods that are out there. Chicken that's 99 cents a pound isn't 99 cents a pound. It's more like $2.50 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the government subsidized it, in order to bring it down to that. And the other thing that really bothers me is some of the practices that go into the mass production of grains in this country. The spraying. They spray Roundup onto this land in order to.
Are you talking about the genetically modified crops that are Roundup resistant? Yeah, and then it runs off into streams and other fields who may not be using it.
The Mississippi River and creates a dead zone the size of New Jersey down at the end.
And then everybody's sort of forced to adopt those practices because if they don't, then they're not keeping up with the ones who do. And
Monsanto is suing people that try to not use their products. So, I mean, you're dealing with, the system seems to be rigged against.
Are they suing people who don't try to use their products? Or
yes.
Are they... Because from what I understand, it's a little bit different than that. Like their genetically modified crops will be used by some farmers, okay, and then the seed or the pollen or whatever from those crops will blow into other fields, completely out of the other fields' control, out of the other farmers' control that aren't using Monsanto crops. But then Monsanto will find their crops at like a farmer's market or something, and they'll test them for the genes that they have inserted, the transgenes into their GM foods, and then they'll say, oh, it's copyright infringement or patent infringement or whatever. And
that is one of the tricks that Monsanto uses in order to go after small farmers, and small farmers don't have the pockets Monsanto does, so all they have to do is bring a lawsuit, and then these small farmers are screwed.
Well, and that's why all the farms...
That's just one of the tricks. There are several tricks. You can watch the movie Food, Inc. in order to see some of the different ways that they go after the small farmer.
Well, the small farm is going by the wayside now. You know, I mean, most of the farms, the bigger farms are getting bigger.
They're probably on the way back from 10 years ago, though.
Yeah, maybe because a lot more people are trying to get back to their roots, I guess, when it comes to food and sort of like know where their food comes from and stuff like that. And that's exciting and interesting, but all the time they're introducing new regulations, the USDA and all that kind of stuff. I mean, actually, there was a story I read a couple months ago about the USDA coming in and shutting down a family picnic or a potluck or something like that. They had, you know, a couple dozen people over for dinner, and they took the food that this family had at their potluck and put it in like biohazard bags because they claimed that they did something that was unhygienic, and it was complete, like, this is, you're feeding your family and a couple of friends. I mean, there's no need to bleach all that food. They completely wasted it. And so it's going to be harder and harder now. And then there's that, I don't know if it ever got anywhere. I'm not really sure what happened to this, but I remember hearing a lot a couple of years about the, I think it was like the NAIS, the National Animal Identification System, which would require every single animal to have like a barcode or a PIN number or something.
Every single animal at a small farming operation, but the large farming operations could just do one animal per lot. And so it made
that's
it easier.
Another regulation that benefits the big guys at the
expense
of the small.
Advantage for the big companies. And I don't think that went anywhere. Downsizedc.org among other groups, got wind of it, and I hope that that it's all been quashed. But many of these laws, they get knocked out one time, and they just bring them back in pieces and other laws or in whole. The Patriot Act that was passed, 2 days after 9/11 or whatever it was. I mean, you think they had that 1,100 pages written in 2 days? No. That thing had been passed once, attempted to be passed once before, and nobody would accept it. But then, when 9/11 comes along, anybody, well, it sounds like patriots, let's do it!
Never waste a good crisis, right? Isn't that Rahm Emanuel or something said that?
I don't know. One of those.
One of them.
Bloodsuckers in Washington, D.C. But, for me, I tend to, when it comes to these organic foods and these heritage types, breeds and stuff like that, that hasn't always spoken to me. But what has been important to me is when I buy food, I don't want the food that I purchase, that I'm essentially voting for, advocating for, because I'm purchasing it, to have been food that has had a negative effect on the environment. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's what these GMO crops are doing, because they're using these really unsustainable methods in order to do the crops. I understand why farmers do it. They feel like it's the only way for them to make money.
Yeah. And it can be hard. I mean, when you're a farmer, you have to face a lot of unpredictability, like season to season. You don't know if there's going to be a lot of locusts that year or if there are going to be bad weather conditions. Like, we had a summer a couple of years ago here in New Hampshire. Not like there's a ton of crops grown here, but some,
Oh, yeah.
And it rained every single day in June, and it affected a lot of the crops.
Yeah. Like corn was stunted.
Yep. So you never know what's going to happen when you're dealing with nature, and so I can see why people may feel pressure to adopt some of this new technology in terms of farming, but when it turns into something that is wreaking havoc on the environment, then maybe it's time to take a second look,
The GMO, Monsanto and those sort of companies would have you believe that, that their genetically modified organisms are somehow hardier, they produce more, and that kind of thing. And this may or may not be true, but I have seen statistics that say that organic farms can be just as productive. Now, it's difficult for amateurs like us to know. I think that people will, modify statistics. I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. But I do like to ask the questions when they're presented to me.
Also, what are they defining as organic, too? Because sometimes people use different definitions. I'm not familiar enough to know, I guess, but from what I've heard, for years the government has had like a USDA certified organic stamp that they can put on meats, or they can pay to have put on things, and it doesn't really mean what most people think of as organic.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.